Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, weather is all the rage lately. We got snow going on here in the Seattle area. There's flood warnings in Sacramento because of heavy rains. Las Vegas is flirting with record high temperatures. El Paso, Texas, will be 20 degrees warmer than average. And winter storms, they brought and will continue bringing several inches of snow and ice to the northeast. Now, naturally, meteorologists across the country, they're busy tracking all of this craziness. But they still took the time this weekend to share the single most important weather-related piece of information. Scientists, they have cast doubt on the reliability of Punxsutawney Phil. That's right. A Pennsylvania groundhog might not be the bedrock of meteorological prophecy that we all thought. Shocking, I know. They point out that everybody's favorite whistle pig gets it wrong 65% of the time. But on the other hand, Phil's rival, indeed Ted Smith's groundhog of choice, Staten Island Chuck, he gets it right 85% of the time. And after some quick research, that puts him on par with your average human weather person on TV. But your favorite TV weather person, they have nothing to worry about because, frankly, groundhogs just can't work a green screen to save their lives. So the joke's on them. But these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your answer, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question, which, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, the tolls, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4254. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. Our categories. We have the 10 greatest classic board games of all times. Every time you play a board game, we should do this more often.
It depends on the board game.
This was fun. Well, unless you lose.
I just don't like Monopoly, which I know is probably the ultimate all-time classic board game. I just don't like it.
I'm with Ted. I love Scrabble. Yeah. I do like a good game of Scrabble.
I don't like Scrabble. Right, I know you don't. I don't mind it.
Trying to
Trivial Pursuit was fun.
Even just trying to remember how to play chess.
I remember how to play chess. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much thinking.
It is.
You know what I mean? That's why I like the stuff like Trivial Pursuit and Cranium. Like, either you know the answer or you don't. You still hazard a guess. With chess, I know how to play, but it's, I don't know. It's just like, it's not exciting.
Some of these games are in the Toy Hall of Fame, which is probably,
in all honesty, one of the most difficult Hall of Fames to get into. Now, granted, the stick is in there.
The stick is in.
There's some basic things. The jump rope. But, you know, as far as more modern games.
Yeah, it's tough to break in there, man.
They're few and far between. I mean, yeah, Cabbage Patch Dolls, they're going to probably be inducted their first year. I mean, you have...
You have to have been around to get nominated for that? You know what I mean? Because some... like
I'd say 20 years,
you know Tickle
years.
Me Elmo is going to make it there, but I don't feel like Tickle Me Elmo's been out long enough for their consideration.
Right, yep. And our other category today, we have 10 Super Bowl foods, the most popular Super Bowl foods and what they consider to be the best. Now, if you happen to listen to the Daily Migs Morning Show this morning, you know that we are involved in a little Super Bowl food contest here.
Super sides.
Amongst each of the shows. Here's the idea, all right? Those guys are going to make their own version of whatever Super Bowl foods we randomly picked out of a hat.
Correct.
All right? We're going to go in Friday morning and taste their foods and rate them. Keep in mind, two of the members of their show do not eat meat. They are vegetarians. And that's going to make things a little bit more difficult, at least for our...
For me, for sure, man. I just don't like vegetables. I don't. All right? And I never have. And then I know Migs pulled sliders. I'm like, cool. Maybe he'll hook us up. Because to me, a slider involves meat. Slider. And he said, well, it'll be plant-based. And I don't know, man. Plant-based meat substitutes, it's not that they're bad, but they're not good.
Those sliders at the Christmas party were good, and those were plant-based.
Were they?
Yeah.
I did not have one, actually.
I did not know that.
See?
They were really good.
Yeah. Right, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Okay. But this was cooked by professionals.
Right.
At a restaurant.
Yeah. Not Migsy.
Right.
And they specialize in that.
That's their whole shtick.
Okay, so I'm sure, I did not have any, but I'm sure they were probably pretty decent then. But hearing Migs smile and go, oh, I got you, dude. Plant-based sliders. Didn't leave me with a lot of confidence.
No. Well, also, sliders don't have to have meat.
Like,
I've had sliders before
that were pulled pork.
That were just like brie and like some type of chutney.
I mean, look, if he wants to do that, I'm down with that.
Right.
I'm scared of plant-based. Because even when we brought up cheese, he's like, well, I got plant-based cheese. Like, you don't have plant-based cheese because that's not cheese.
Danny is making jalapeno poppers, all right? Taryn is making pigs in a blanket, or the little mini...
pigs in a blanket.
Whatever she's doing. And Sarah, I believe, is macaroni and cheese. Is that correct? Do I have all those correct?
Yeah.
Okay, either way, we're going to go on the program on Friday, and we will be the judges of their Super Bowl foods.
Mm-hmm.
They, however, will join us Thursday at 4:30 for Ted's Meat and Potatoes. They will come in, and they will rate our Super Bowl appetizer.
Yeah.
Here is the problem. Again, two of them do not eat meat.
And what are you making?
Everything, I'm making meatballs.
It's right there in the name.
Half pork, half beef. Ted is making a buffalo chicken. Chicken dip.
Not real plant-based chicken, right. But one that clucks.
Mike is making quesadillas, which you could go meat-free. I don't know why you would.
I think I might make them a meat-free, you know, addition that they can try, but it's got to have meat in it, man.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, look, I could get fake chicken, but I'm not.
No.
And Steve is making queso.
Which is going to have chorizo in it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make just like you, Mike. I'm going to set aside a little pork. They're like the annoying people that come to your restaurant.
Yes!
Hey, we like what you have on your menu, but we don't really want to do the meat thing in this meat product.
Look, they're going to continue to make their veggie products and bring them to us. They're not going to give us a meat option.
No.
So you know what? I'm going to give them a meatless option and continue on making my delicious quesadillas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have what they say are the 10 best Super Bowl foods. That is your other category coming up with your guess is as good as mine at 4:30, as we got a week here before the big game.
By the way, someone pointed out here, I did not realize this. It says vegetarianism is one thing. Migs is vegan.
Correct.
So I mean, that makes it even more
cheese, like, there can't be cheese on the sliders.
Eggs, cheese, meat.
If it tastes good, we can't have it.
That's pretty much what that means. Yeah. That's pretty much what vegan is.
But so. That's pretty hardcore to do. I mean, as far as your diet goes, and it's got to be better for you, but it's just far
I'm
as,
sure it's healthy.
Look, I don't go for a salad on the day of the Super Bowl. That's typically not the type of food that I eat. I know that this is going to be a gluttonous occasion. Mm-hmm. And that
yeah,
I would
Super Bowl.
Eat a lot more crap than I normally do and not feel guilty about going back for another brownie or chocolate chip cookie for dessert or whatever the hell.
Now, to be fair, Migs is in shape. So all this grief we're getting, I'm like,
he's in great shape.
Yeah, he's in very good shape. So yeah, we poop on his diet, but he'll probably outlive us by about 25 years.
What's your favorite thing when you stroll up to the table and you see it and you go, oh man, they got what I need?
You mean as far as Super Bowl goes?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, what Ted's going to make, buffalo chicken dip.
That's a good one.
I know they're going to have wings. I know there's going to be dip, but somehow when you put buffalo chicken and dip together just in one scoopable spot, man, I'm super happy. Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs are that
goes a long
probably
way.
My number one.
But you got when you see them, just eat them, because if you wait, you're not getting any.
Yeah, and back in Baltimore for the Super Bowl, you'd either have little crab balls, which are like little crab cakes, or you would have a crab dip where you use like either a French loaf of bread and cut that up.
Sure.
And that, to me, is, and I realize that's regional for the most part.
Sure.
That is still one of my favorite. If I saw that crock pot,
I might hook that up for this.
Truthfully, me and my buddy were talking about this Friday night. Like, to me, Super Bowl, you can make almost anything. Right? Like, look, to me, tradition would be like, you have a pizza, chips, maybe some wings.
Yeah.
Last year, Mike made barbecue that was delicious. I think some people do that. Like, to me, it's just about having whatever food you want to make. Beverages and hanging with people.
With the exception of maybe macaroni and cheese, I do not believe that utensils should be needed that day.
Yeah.
You might need a serving utensil, but not to place from your plate to your mouth. Like,
now,
it should be finger food.
I feel like I might just steam some shrimp for the hell of it.
Right. Hmm. Why not?
All right. A couple years ago, I went to a little get-together at a bar down the road, and they basically did, like, look, we're going to have a very limited menu here, but we're asking you guys all to bring in a dish. So everyone brought in just like some people just went to the grocery store.
Of course.
And brought cookies or they bought them there, whatever. But everyone walks in with something. And someone did the bacon wrapped dates with the cheese on the side.
Oh, awesome. I had a friend make them for me one year.
Oh, my God. And I know that sounds foo-foo. I'm telling you, it's like candy, but it's baconized candy. It is so good. It is so good. So we have the top 10 Super Bowl foods and classic board games coming up with your guess is as good as mine at 4:30. Oh, what else? Oh, this is the last week for your shot at 5K a day. If you happen to listen to the radio station anytime during the day for 1 hour. And you are logged in at Odyssey.com, or you've got the Odyssey app, which is free. If you listen for 1 hour, your chance, you're automatically entered in $5,000.
Yeah, man.
This is the last week for that. And speaking of that, this Friday, we throw down with the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Locker Launch Party.
Live broadcast at the Black Raven in Woodinville.
Now, I think Castle, if I was listening in the meeting, said that we're...
Yes.
I think we're going to have the Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's Famous Sausage on hand as well. We've invited the folks from San Juan Salsa up, and they always bring the delicious Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. The show is going to be nothing but the people who are there live.
Correct.
It's absolutely free. You will be a part of the live studio audience. Give yourself a shot to drink that 20th anniversary lager on tap, which we have not done yet.
Not on tap.
We've had it in cans.
Plenty in cans.
And it's getting out there. Thank you for continuing to send the emails when you find the brand new Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. It is a great beer. We'll also have the 20th Anniversary T-shirt for sale.
Which is actually a very cool shirt, yeah.
And as always, Friday afternoon, happy hour style. Come join us. We're going to have a great day on Friday afternoon. We're just getting under, kicking off 20 years of being on the rock in Seattle. And this is the first party of the world tour of the year. So if you get a chance and you're in the area, stop by and join us. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
And the phone lines are dead at the moment.
Yeah. Random.
All right, reset a mic.
Monday.
All right.
Random.
I'll give you guys this one. We all know what we know, but there are a lot of things that maybe we misunderstood or don't know. So what did you feel stupid for not knowing? Which seemingly, for whatever reason, everyone else on this planet knew, but you kind of like maybe Alaska Airlines.
Exactly
where
I am, Miles.
The Alaska Airlines.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yes, in the
back. But what's crazy about that to me is you're not alone in that.
Right.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I have no idea why you would think that's the case. But then when you brought it up, the text lines blew up going, I thought it was Abraham Lincoln, too. So
the name is Alaska Airlines.
Look, man, I don't understand how anyone would make this mistake. But what I discovered was that a lot of people did. So it wasn't even fun to make fun of Mike anymore.
Yep.
Because so many people were there. I will say this. Like, nothing pops off the top of my head. But in the years that we've been doing this show, you know, we'll have a conversation about something. And we're all kind of a little uncertain about how something works or where something's from. Like, 8 million texts come in like, are you guys being serious?
I am.
You don't even realize that you're stupid until everyone else points out you're stupid. And they're not saying you're stupid. It's just that when everybody seems to know something except us, we realize we're kind of stupid.
Right. Look, I grew up in West Virginia. There's a lot of soul food cooking in that state. Fried chicken.
I know where this one goes.
There's all kinds of stuff, all right, that is pretty common, that is regional for the area and the South and everything else. One of those things is collard greens, okay? Well, growing up, we had collard greens a lot. It was just one of those things that we had. Now, at this point in time, we are on the air in Baltimore. By the way, a large black community compared to the Seattle area, just so you know. So we're talking about soul food or whatever the deal was, and I made a mention of the fact that I love collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you guys said, what did you just call them? And I said, I called them collard greens. You know, you guys have never had those
You might
before?
Not want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys are like, collard? And I'm like, no, collard greens.
That's the thing. You're like, now we must be talking about two different things.
Exactly.
Collard greens are associated with black soul food cooking.
Right.
So I thought you were just being racist.
No, but in my mind, I never heard
it. I think
it
everyone listening thought you were.
But in my mind, I never heard it that way.
I understand.
I always heard it.
Look, your explanation made greens. Sense. I'm just like, I wish this weren't happening on the air in Baltimore.
Correct. This is one of those things that you feel stupid for not knowing, and yes, highly embarrassing. I love that dish, ate it my whole life. My grandmother still makes it for almost every holiday because she wants something green.
Sure. What does she call it?
And that's her favorite thing. Well, it always sounded like collard greens.
Well, I mean, look.
She might be saying collard
greens.
That's
what I mean.
You don't know, but also because of the accent in that part of the country.
Correct.
She might be saying collard greens. But look. There was an example of this yesterday. A mutual friend of ours, Ted Rochelle, she's sitting at the watering hole, and the bartender explains, sometimes you just hear things wrong. So the bartender's boyfriend was having a conversation with Rochelle, and apparently at the end of this conversation, I'm hearing this secondhand, he's like, does she talk about anything other than painkillers? And I'm like, that's kind of weird, man, because I guess they just met, say, whatever, conversation about what, but just painkillers, And then you find out paint colors, not paint
colors.
Killers, right?
Ah.
So, right, I'm like, I could see how you make that mistake, because it was a little disturbing, but I guess she was doing something at the house, so she was talking about paint colors, not pain killers, but I also heard pain killers. So I looked at Rochelle, I'm like, what is up with you, man? Like, you all right? She's like, paint colors. I go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, trust me. When I heard the bartender mention it, it sounded like painkillers. I said, that's what I heard. So I thought maybe there's something wrong with you. There's not.
And in Miles, in your defense, West Virginia only has 3.2% of their population is black.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So there's probably nobody there to correct anybody.
No.
Nobody around to be like, hey.
Say it again.
It's still a hub of Southern cooking as far as...
It is.
It is. I do feel like you kind of, soul food implies there is some black people involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you say soul, look, man, Soul Train was not about white people.
Right.
And so, other than Seoul, Korea, typically if you say soul, you're talking about black people or something.
I saw KC and the Sunshine Band on that.
They did show up on that. But
because
they had some soul. They had
correct.
Some beef. There's another
Ed
thing.
Ed Sheeran could show up.
Where I guess there's a difference between West Virginia speak and pretty much everywhere else speak, and before we went on the air, we were back in Baltimore again, and Miles just looks at me casually and says, hey, man, after the show, you want to toss a salad? I thought this was a little abrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know, but I was very cool and said, no, man, I don't think I want to do that. So we're not tracking
with each
other.
I don't have a lot of weed at this
point. So Miles is going, why not, man? I thought we were friends. I said, we are friends. We're just not that kind of close. He's like, what are you talking about? It's not really a big deal. I'm like, look, I'm not saying whether or not it's a big deal. I'm saying it's not something I'm into doing
with you.
Look, my problem is, how did Miles not see where this was going?
But then there was the pause.
I was not familiar with what that term meant in the prison circles.
He meant, I know you only have a little bit of weed, and I only have a little bit of weed. Let's just mix our weed collection together.
And that's how the call would go. Like, somebody would call
you. I thought you meant it the way that everyone else means it, and I could not believe you were so persistent.
You got a little...
And wouldn't accept me just saying, no, I do not want to do that with you,
we're both going
to
be alone on a Saturday.
Do you have anything? Do you have any shake? Do you have a small nug? Sure, man. Why? I got a little bit left. Why don't you come over? We'll just toss that salad and smoke it. That was the term.
It made sense after you explained it, but it was a very long and awkward conversation.
And then I found out what it meant. I was like, oh no. Reese, what else?
I'm also saying it can happen in the other way, too. It's like Matt, MCTP, from the podcast, right? He went to a broadcasting school in Baltimore.
Right.
So when you eat a lot of, ribs and stuff, we always called it the itis.
Right.
I did not know what the preface word for that was on there. And somebody was like, I think you guys need to stop saying that.
Yeah.
It'd be a term I would use that Thrill could use with another black
man. Oh.
I didn't know that. We just called it the itis. Somebody's like, no, man, that means the itis. I was like, I'll stop saying it.
Rich, we asked, what did you feel stupid for not knowing? A New York man claims that cashiers in an Aldi store refused to accept his $2 bills, believing that they were counterfeit. According to the man, Scott Stegger, a cashier outright rejected his legal tender, and another employee doubled down, refused to even check the bills with a counterfeit detection pill. So get this, I'm at Aldi's this morning. I want to pay with some $2 bills. The young guy refused to accept them and insisted they were counterfeit. He showed them to another cashier, a young woman, who asked him if he checked them with that pen. He whispered no, because they're fake. Despite explaining that the bills were obtained from a local bank, both cashiers dismissed them as funny money, according to Stegger.
I don't know.
One allegedly responded with a have a nice day smile that did not seem all that nice and asked him to leave the store.
Damn, man.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random. Jack, are you there?
Hello, Jack. Random. What do you think that noise is?
I don't know.
Did he put us back in his pocket?
It's very possible. We'll get back to Jack. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jared, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's go to this one. Jared, in your world, who is the ultimate fun police? Friends, relatives, whoever it is.
Co-worker.
I would have to say probably one of my coworkers.
Okay.
Are they just kind of always a downer, or what do they do to just suck the fun out of the room?
Basically, no matter what's going on, they see the worst possible outcome.
Yeah, I know some people. And no matter what you're talking about, they always have to add the, yeah, but...
Exactly. You know, if we're going out to happy hour, it's, well, what if we have too many drinks, or who's driving, or, you know, who's driving's a good one, but...
I was going to say, that one's not too bad.
All the responsible things. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got one relative that I cannot be around, and I haven't been around him in a while, but it's one of those dudes where he was a waiter for maybe 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For whatever reason, because of this, no bartender, waiter, anybody who works in the restaurant,
they're doing it wrong,
knows what they are doing. And he will tell you a million times, and he will tell them that he has been a server before, and he knows blah, 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 blah.
Oh, God.
It is incredibly embarrassing.
It is. That sucks, man.
And he is not polite to anybody. So this is a family outing. We're going for a family birthday dinner, whatever the deal is. Like, I'm not volunteering to go out with him on this because...
But he's there by association.
Yeah. And then sometimes he would come into town and visit me. And then, you know, of course, we got to go out to dinner or go to a bar. And these are all...
Is this Mustard Stain?
Yeah, yes. I just wanted to go to places where, like, I normally will never go and won't go back to.
Yeah.
Because you had him with you.
I kind of felt like he'd burn the house down after we left.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that at some of my favorite places. So I was kind of looking on the perimeter, but sometimes it's just easier to walk to the bar than I normally go to, get a beer, do it that way, be safe, as the caller was saying, and all those things. But man, I just know the embarrassment is coming. And
he can't help himself, can
he? And it's never fun. It's never jokes. It's never, he's just kidding. He's that serious.
Right.
Yeah. And by the time you leave it, like, the last time that he was in town, I went back to 3 places and apologized to the 3 people that I knew who were working. One person said, "Didn't even notice, man. No big deal."
Okay, like, well, one of them did.
He was talking to me, so maybe you didn't hear that. It just seems like when you're at the bar, a bartender can hear you whisper. And every single word that comes out of your mouth, you don't realize, you know, just how much they can hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two were like, "Yeah, man, that was weird." And I was like, "Sorry, man. That's not my bad. It's just, you know,
I think
who he is."
First, fun police goes. You know, there's people obviously looking out in your best interest, and it might seem like fun police, like your parents, right? Sure. But we used to call this guy the Subway Nazi, and it's just that Subway was across the street from us, and it's lunch. And I only go get what I want. That's one of the beauties of Subway is I can take anything you got on that board, and whatever combination makes my mouth happy is what I'm going to order. And it didn't matter what you ordered. This guy would always just look at you and say, "Really?" And you're like, yeah, man, just put some of that. Okay. And this was every time.
Sure, you don't want it toasted?
If you got something they offer, right, you just want tuna on bread. It could be that. Like, it's on your menu. You're like, yeah, you know, dude, I'll do the number 8. I'll have the tuna. You're going to do the footlong? Like, why do you care? But then you fast forward. My kids are super little. We go to Pacific Place Mall, and we're going to do the Santa thing, right? So I'm already waiting in line to do the Santa thing. The kids are already a little skittish, sitting on a weird dude's lap that they don't know. But they have the help, and the help is dressed like elves. So they have the ridiculous outfits on and the pointy ears. And who's the guy telling me about the picture package I can get with my kids? It's the Subway Nazi. And I see him as we're getting closer, and I nudge my wife, and I say, "Listen, this dude up there, I know he's dressed like an elf and all that. I promise you, he's the essiest elf in the North Pole." She's like, "Why do you say..." I said, "Just trust me on this." And sure enough, we get up there and they offer the whole picture package. You select which one you want. So I think we're getting like 1 or 2 8x10s to send to the grandparents, and then we'll get a wallet size one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and even with that, all right. Just like, oh my God,
you sure,
man.
You don't want that 8x10.
Right. Man, similar to that story. I remember I went into a grocery store nearby me at one point, and I wanted to get tequila for the lady. I don't remember what the occasion was, but I know that she likes Patron. So I go over there and I ring the bell to get him to walk over and unlock the doggone door, right? And so what got to help you with it? I said, I could have got a bottle of the Patron, please. He goes, "Why?"
Jeez, man.
Oh, like, trust me.
Dude, you're in the section of a grocery store. There was
a bar in Fremont that I less frequented over the years for this exact same reason. They had a menu of 400, 500 beers.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was insane.
They gave you
a Bible. You could have ordered the best beer in the world that was voted on 5 years in a row.
That's only produced when the Haley's Comet goes by and monks do it.
You order one of those, and the person would look at you and go like, "That's really overrated."
Yeah.
I just want to try the damn thing.
Right.
But it was voted for 5 years in a row. Plenty the Elder.
I just want
a pint of it.
But it was every bartender there. It wasn't like there was a specific person.
Or plying it.
It did not matter. No. Seriously, it didn't matter who was on shift. Like, you'd go in, and I'm going to... And again, you're offering this beer, right? So I'm ordering what's on your menu, and I know you're going to shoot me down because I ordered it. They look at you like you're a peasant.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter what you said. It's just like,
no, you're wrong. Whatever you did, you're wrong.
Right. Right.
Food item, you're wrong.
Dude, I had a brewery that wouldn't mix cider in their lager.
Why not?
They were like, oh, we just prefer our beers to stand on their own. I was like, yeah, okay. Just seriously, half cider, half lager. And they were like, no. And I was like, are you serious? No. They were like, yeah. And I was like,
later.
All right. Yeah, like, I had to be there for some thing. But, like, yeah, I have never stepped foot back in there wouldn't. I mean, any other brewery is like, all right, sure.
Whatever, dude. You're paying for it. We don't care.
Yeah, like, what the hell do you care?
Raise me ass, too, in your world is the ultimate fun police scientist have cast doubts on the reliability of America's most celebrated rodent forecaster, which has a knack of predicting how long winter will last. Punxsutawney Phil, made famous by the movie Groundhog Day, attracts thousands of onlookers on February 2nd to the small Pennsylvania town that he takes his name from. The U.S. state's tradition of using a large rodent to predict the season dates back to the Pennsylvania Dutch, and the belief that if a groundhog left its burrow and saw its shadow, it would scurry back inside, and winter would go on for six more weeks. But professional forecasters, they have warned ahead of Phil's appearance this Sunday that his prediction is likely to be way off the mark.
Thanks, guys.
And
really?
Concluded that his 35% accuracy puts him in 17th place compared to the other rodent forecasters out there in the United States.
How many?
There's a bunch of, because Staten Island Chuck's my guy.
He's 85%. He's number one.
And I don't get me wrong. Punxsutawney Phil started this, so all
regrets.
Yeah,
he's the guy.
He's the
goat. Sure.
But in all honesty, he's
the goat.
They just announced our forecast, and it's going to be a colder and rainier February, March, and April this year than normal. That's what they're forecasting.
So maybe Phil's right.
Is this from a human or is this from a rodent?
But it's also,
because
thank
God these scientists let us know that a rodent living in maybe don't take it too seriously.
We have a large country. There's a lot of different weather patterns. The weather's going to be different in each part. It might be severe in its own way.
It's 80 degrees in El Paso right now. It's like 72 in Phoenix.
It's 83 in Miami.
They're getting like torrential downpours in Sacramento. We're getting a little bit of snow
flooding
here
in West Virginia.
The Northeast is about to get hit with ice storms. I mean, it's like the country's the size of the continent.
Random.
But like, why do they have to do that? Why do they? And they do it with everything, right? Like Star Wars came out years ago, and all these astronomers said, you know, you wouldn't actually hear the explosions in space because all it's in a vacuum. Like, we get it, man. Can we just enjoy these stupid little traditions that we did? Why you got to poop on it?
You know who's number two on the list? I forget about this guy.
Who?
General Beauregard Lee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who Groundhog else is on from there? Georgia.
I've heard of him. I've heard of Staten Island Chuck, and we know Phil. Who are our other rodents?
You have Lander Lil. That's from Wyoming, but that's just a statue.
What? That's crap.
There's
real
one
groundhog
in West Virginia, but nobody's seen it, probably because they ate it.
Yeah.
But also in West Virginia, you have French Creek Freddy.
French Creek Freddy.
Are you familiar with French Creek Freddy?
I am not.
No.
I've never heard of him.
Is he new to the game?
He must be. I
feel like if you're from a town that has a groundhog that does this kind of thing, I feel like everyone in that town knows who your weatherman groundhog.
I left that state 30 years ago, so.
He's got to be new.
Yeah. Guess where Buckeye Chuck's from?
Oh, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, Buckeye Chuck. Mm-hmm.
Buckeye Chuck. Sounds like a guy you fight in a bar.
Do they have one for Louisiana? Because, you know, it'd be like, oh, his Aloysius the Gator.
Beauregard.
He pop his head out the swamp.
Oh, no.
Yes,
I mean, I know my giant guy can do. Hey, dude, you need a weather prediction? Let me get a little whiskey. All right, now. Go be warm out.
Give the gator some whiskey. He'll tell you the weather for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, that guy, that other white guy I watch, he just eats stuff and just talks to people. Hey, man, you see that boot in?
If he eats all 12 of these ribs before noon.
Right.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, not right now.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola.
Jack, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's go with this one. If you've ever been on a diet or tried to lose some weight, what was your technique? Were you on a certain type of diet, or did you just try to exercise more?
And I got to tell you, I've never even really thought about ever going on a diet, man.
Are you naturally skinny?
Absolutely not. No.
I like your spirit. I'm not saying I'm fit. I said I never thought about doing a diet.
Have you ever thought about cutting back on some of the things you eat?
I'm fat but fit, you know. Hey, so let me. When I was 15, I started moving furniture. I was about 340 pounds. I was like a size 48 waist. I was a big kid. And then by the time I was 18, I was down to about 270, 280. And I've pretty much stuck there. Now I'm 40, so there you go.
All right, but that was all muscle from being a mover, right?
Well, at first it was fat, but yeah, it turned into muscle for sure. Okay. But I'm still, you know, I mean, I'm 6 foot, 300 pounds, you know.
Does the doctor ever say anything when you go in for your physical as far as, you know?
I don't go to the doctor, so absolutely not.
Because so you know. Like, it's part of the reason you don't go, because you just know he's going to unload all this crap you don't want to hear about.
I mean, if you turn 40.
But the other reason is because I don't want to hear what they got to say. I'm just anti-pharmaceutical.
Well, deep down, you already know. Right, you know what I mean? Like, if you're avoiding the doctor, it's because you already know what they're going to tell you, but doctors have a way of, like, punctuating
it. All right, what would you say is the worst food habit you have, as far as what you eat?
I'm a tow truck driver, so, you know, fast food is horrible and, you know, the only thing that you have 24 hours a day, sure. Right?
Well, but if you're on the road all the time, it's hard not to eat
but
fast
food. Also tastes good. What is your go-to fast food option if you could have one?
I kind of spread it out, but I mean, go to would be like Taco Time. Nice. You know,
okay.
Taco Time.
As I say, like, what are the one? Like, obviously, you see a million fast food places, but what's the one where you're always happy that that's the one you're pulling into? So that'd be Taco Time.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think the best one would be I'll tell you, it's not fast food, but they are fast. It's the Ballard Chinese restaurant, Mandarin Chinese.
Yep.
Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ballard Mandarin.
Yeah.
That's a great spot. Yeah.
Let me tell you, for 10 minutes, I mean, you know, for 10 bucks and 10 minutes, you can get, you know, one of like 15 things.
Yeah. Tell Wendy I said hi next time you're in there.
Oh, for sure. I will.
That's a good spot.
Yeah,
recently,
good Chinese.
We asked, and her son is a TV meteorologist there, Ted.
All right.
And Spokane. He's been on the air there for, God, forever. Seven years, yeah.
Hey, Ballard Mandarin's great.
Yeah, great food. Let's see. What diet have you been on was the question. A Florida man in his 40s just landed himself in a medical journal after his crazy diet turned his hands, feet, and elbows a light orange color.
It's not
that guy, though. It's not the guy you're thinking of. It's a different guy.
Oh, Jesus.
They diagnosed him with something called xanthelasma. It's when your cholesterol gets so high that fat starts building up under your skin, and it causes either yellow or orange deposits, usually around your eyes, but it can happen anywhere on your body.
Have you seen pictures of this guy?
Oh, almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's like oozing out of his palms.
Yeah. Really?
When they showed, the only picture I saw of this guy.
It looks like veins. It's like yellow stuff.
But it's literally oozing out of him.
So what was this guy eating? He told them he'd been following an extreme carnivore diet for 8 months and was only eating hamburger meat, cheese, and full sticks of butter. He told them he'd lost some weight and was feeling really good. But when they checked his cholesterol.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I told you, man.
Oh, my God. It was over 1,000. Anything above 200 is bad. This guy had a cholesterol count of over 1,000.
Do you think it's the butter?
They didn't say how he's doing now. Hopefully he's had a vegetable or two or something to cleanse himself.
I mean, I've heard of the carnivore diet. I had never heard of that eating sticks of butter was part of it.
Oh.
A stick of butter.
I can't even think of a stick of butter I would eat.
Maybe
Irish butter that has the herbs and the garlic.
Man, I love butter, but you put it on stuff.
Right, exactly. Or you cook it into something.
Right, like when I'm cooking and using butter, like, wait, cook a couple eggs in the morning. I don't have a big urge to I'm going to eat the butter.
And let me just cut a little slice off for it now.
Wait, it's not cheese.
Exactly.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.